5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
What are the weird work rules you had to deal with where you work? 1-800-947-3979. We have a bunch that were shared via the World Wide Web.
We have some here, too.
And some here?
Mm-hmm.
What's the one that you think of here?
Even though the bathrooms specifically say men or women, they're kind of unisex.
Yeah, and they've never changed the signs.
Mm-hmm.
It would make sense to change the signs.
Yeah.
Or go back to how they were built.
Yeah, it's just one of those things here that's understood.
Kind of. I mean, well, and especially years ago, there were always the two bathrooms. But at one time, it was like, I don't know, there were like nine dudes and one woman or something. It's like, man, we all got to go. Like, why wait when it's a single stall room anyway?
Like, and the general manager said, "They're
yeah, it's like, it doesn't matter.
But we've done a lot to improve the diversity here. So now it's more balanced.
Yeah.
Quite a lot more balanced.
Yeah.
Might be. In fact, it might go in the favor the other way now.
Yeah. But yeah, that is a weird rule that it's just sort of, hey, FYI, these are, it's weird though, as a dude, I try not to use the one that's marked ladies, particularly when someone new starts. Cause you feel like a creep when you come out and there's a woman waiting for the woman's restroom and you say, these are for both. You look like a jerk.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were new and somebody that wasn't us did that, where you didn't know, you'd be like, the hell's that guy's deal?
Yeah, I just don't care. I use it. And you know what? I try to treat the men's and women's the same. I try to keep the, you know, whatever's coming out of me in the bowl where it belongs.
That's a good move.
In fact, like right now, I was just in there and I was like, I don't know what happens. But between the time the cleaning lady comes like yesterday at around noon and now, but there are a lot of guys here that are the effing worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, how hard is it to aim, guys?
Yeah, they're splatter.
My
yeah.
God.
This one, as a contractor on a military installation, if I want to drill a quarter-inch hole in the drywall for an anchor, I have to first get a dig permit and have the wall scanned to make sure that I'm not drilling into pipe or electricity. That's a lot.
I mean, I guess that's, you know, good that they would want you to not drill into electricity.
But the dig permit seems like a bit much.
Yeah, so you want to hang up one hook on the wall, and you have to go through all these layers.
Yeah.
This one, corporate banned the use of swivel office chairs at all of our national locations because in one location, an idiot stood on one, fell, and broke his arm.
Listen to this one. I posted it on Facebook, too, at FBHW Show. This is from Jessica. It says, if you carried a purse, which was most ladies in the office, it had to be a clear purse so they could see what was inside. Otherwise, you could not bring a purse into work. It did not apply to, like, work bags. Just purses.
Wow.
Oh, that's so, yeah, so stupidly short-sighted. So if a guy walks in with a briefcase, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. I've worked at places before where they had a no-sit rule, and that's popping up a lot on social media, where there was a no-leaning rule or no sitting on the job.
And time to lean, time to clean.
Right. And I hated that rule because truthfully, if it was a really slow day or a couple slow days in a row and you didn't have anything to do, by all means, sit down and take a break.
Right.
Now, if I were to walk into a store and it was messy and you were sitting and playing on your phone, not my favorite thing to see. But
right.
I always would tell girls, because I mainly worked at salons, so yeah, you can sit. Like, it's really not that big a deal.
Yeah, no one's in there.
Right.
And everything's done.
They used to drive me crazy when people were so, like, I checked the cameras and they were sitting. Well, were there 10 people in there or no people in there? Because if there were none, why does it matter?
Right. Yeah. I saw somebody pointed this out. Why do people that work checkout at grocery stores have to stand? I do not know. Because for the most part, I mean, if they're bagging, they need to stand.
Yeah.
But a lot of times they're not. This one. I work in residential psychiatry, a residential psychiatric facility for kids. If you adopt a child that's up for adoption, you're not allowed to work there anymore.
Hmm.
Is that any adopted child or just one from?
Well, they want to make sure you're not making a habit of it where you're just collecting children.
Oh, like volunteering at the Humane Society and keeping all the dogs or cats?
Yeah. And then the next thing you know, you get raided.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want to make sure you're not starting some kind of a work camp.
Hmm. This one, very similar, kind of similar to what Kelly said about clear bags if it's a purse. I worked at a nearly all-male company. They started bringing in a few more women because they said in a memo they wanted to be more inclusive. Eventually, there were 4 of us women and 50 men. A month in, there was a meeting. And in the meeting, we were told that the women could not sit together or socialize in or outside of the office, especially at lunch, because we were creating a clique. We were also told to limit our discussion of women talk, hair, makeup, cooking, yoga, and fashion were the examples they gave, as the men come to work to, quote, get away from their wives. The company rewards included things like going to strip club, football tickets, and tools. We were told we couldn't win because those were rewards for men.
I didn't know that men went to work specifically to get away from women. I thought you often went to work to make money.
Right? I leave work to get back to my wife.
Yeah, what?
Jeez.
Wow, that, boy, that, what was that, the 1950s?
That was sent in recently.
That's crazy.
I mean, maybe it happened a while ago, but it can't be that long ago.
No.
I worked at a law firm as a legal assistant. I lasted 2 days because they charged you $25 each time your phone rang if you weren't able to answer it. Like if you were busy talking to the person you worked with, like the lawyer or whatever. They only paid you 7 1/4 an hour. So you could lose more than 3 hours of work if you missed one phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And that's before taxes. That is absurd.
I had I worked at a place once that they had some stupid workplace rules and I hated all of them. It was a restaurant. And when I was bringing water out to the tables, it was a restaurant that they were trying to be fancy, but it was run by completely non-fancy people. So they go, you have to carry the water in your right hand and that you would bring it out above your head.
Oh, yeah.
Trays
oh,
up, yeah. Right? And so they wanted you to bring it out with your right hand and serve it with your, you know. So, like, I would often bring it out with my right hand, but I would switch hands because I have better balance with my left and I would serve with my right. It's just how I would do it.
Yeah.
And they'd say, you always have to leave the tray in your right hand. And I went, why? Because that's how it's done. And I went, what? And they go, I don't understand. Do it. And I go, okay.
Okay.
The very first time I went to do that, because my balance was different, I spilled water all over a dude. 4 waters.
Yep.
And I'll bet management said, at least you're doing it the way we taught you.
I looked at that woman and I glared at her hard. And then I switched the trays to the other hand and I served the way I wanted to after that.
Did you say to the guy that was soaking wet, it's that skank's fault right there?
No, but I wanted to so bad. Thank God he didn't murder me. I was so embarrassed.
From Pennsylvania, this text, I'm a commercial driver for Amazon. We have cameras that face the driver and outside the cab. You cannot yawn at all. If you yawn, you get points taken away, which affect your safety bonus every month. Too many points, no bonus.
You can't yawn?
You can't yawn.
That's like saying you're not allowed to sneeze.
Yeah, how do you control that?
Like, right? Sometimes that happens.
I mean, I know you can hold back a yawn and hold back a sneeze, but why would I get in trouble
easily,
for that?
Not easily, though. I mean, you're...
Yeah.
I mean,
You're not supposed to. Let
it go. I mean, you know, I understand why you don't want drivers falling asleep at the wheel, but sometimes I yawn when I'm not that tired. I mean,
this text, I worked for a company that did third-party medical testing for various facilities, hospital, nursing homes, etc. We had contracts in different states. In Iowa, we were not allowed to use the term elderly. The patient was to be labeled old. If they were over 80, they were to be labeled old, a requirement of the state.
What? Somebody had to be called old?
That's way
worse.
Oh,
that guy's old.
Yeah, I feel like it should be elderly and then old.
Elderly sounds better than old to
definitely
me.
Yeah, for sure. Either way,
you're old.
I like this one from Corey on social media. Don't ever say no problem was the rule in our workplace, because when someone thanked you for what you did and you said no problem, it made the person in charge who just thanked you think that there was a problem with what they asked you to do. So you couldn't say, hey, thanks, no problem.
That's so annoying. When it's wordplay like that, we used to have a boss, and it wasn't a written rule, but it was a shame rule where, mm-hmm. you remember Dave, where
oh, yeah.
if you said, you know, he would ask you a question, you'd go, well, to be honest, I don't really like that idea. And he'd go, well, I expect you to be honest every time. If you said, you know, it's just, you go, well, you know, it's just a figure of speech, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
God, man.
He had a real issue with that.
He would do it every time. You'd say, honestly, no. Well, I assume it's honest.
He was an otherwise great dude.
He was a great boss, other than that weird hitch that he had in his brain. You go, why are you doing that to me?
A rule on my last job, at my last job, the show I worked on in Atlanta, Georgia, was I was not allowed to tell them no. They could ask me like, hey, I need you to plan this St. Patrick's Day event, and it needs to be fun, and it needs to be at this venue. I couldn't go back to them and say, no, we cannot do that. I might have to go back and say, this venue said that we can't do it there, but I found this other venue. Like, I couldn't go back to them and say, no, we can't do it. It is, we might not be able to do it the way y'all wanted to, but here's the way I found out we could make it happen. So if anybody told me no along the way, I had to relay it in a way where it was like solution oriented, which I didn't mind. But at first I was like, this is really hard, because what if I do just get a flat no one day from someone?
Well, and it's a dumb rule, because I assume they hired you because your personality is the type to do the second one anyway.
Right.
And to just say you're not allowed to say no seems like a real diva thing to say.
It was one of the first things they told me. They were like, just so you know, in this position, you are not allowed to tell us no. I was like, okay.
What about your, you were also told at that job that you had to be the first one there and the last to leave.
Yes.
And that included, I think you told us that two of the hosts would leave and like one would go work out.
And then come back. Uh-huh.
So you had to make sure that.
Mm-hmm. I was there before everybody else. And then I generally, which meant I was there by like 4-ish. And then I most of the times left around 4 or 5. So they were 12 and 13 hour days. It was crazy.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, the executive
like
producer should be
rule.
The one that gets there first and the one that's last to leave.
And well, in case the very special hosts need anything at any time.
Uh-huh. That's how it's,
you are the servant.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly what I felt like.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody likes that.
Mm-hmm.
This text from Sarah in the Tri-Cities of Tennessee. I worked in a shop where I was specifically told I couldn't say the F word because I'm a girl. Everyone else was allowed.
Oh, boy.
Absurd.
I can imagine what your response would be to that. Possibly the F word.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.